What's up, Trainiacs? Triathlon Taryn here with another edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast, where I answer your triathlon questions 5 days a week. Today's question comes from Russell, and gotta say, we are celebrating the 100th episode of the Trainee Ask podcast. I would bring in my buddy Russell from the UK, who I did a podcast with on his show, to celebrate that 100th episode. Before we get into that question, let's thank the sponsor that we've had recently, Aon Insurance, with their bike insurance specifically designed for triathletes. Canadian triathletes can go to aontriathlete.com, that's aontriathlete.com, and learn more about this. But one of the features of this that has been designed specifically with triathletes in mind is their broken bike insurance. With the amount of races that Ironman is starting to hold all over the world and the amount of times athletes are traveling, there's a lot of broken bikes that happen out there. Happened to a friend of mine about 8 days before she was about to race Kona, and she had to worry about how to actually get a frame. With Aon, you will call them, and within reason, they've ensured me that they will make sure that you are not without a bike for your race. And beyond that, they've also got stolen bike insurance, canceled race insurance, sick trip interruption insurance, emergency medical insurance. And I ran this by my commercial insurance guy and he went, holy smokes, that is a really good deal. Much less expensive than traditional house rider bike insurance. So Canadian triathletes, go check it out at aontriathlete.com. That's aontriathlete.com. Let's get into today's question.
Hi Taryn, it's Russell here in the UK. Thanks so much for all of your videos and guidance. I've just completed my first ever triathlon yesterday. Did really well, absolutely loved it. And one of the things I really noticed is that because I'm a slightly bigger guy than most people that were there, in terms of just frame and a bit more muscle than everyone else, on the bike section, there was a little group of us riding together, and on the uphill, they very easily left me standing. But then when it came to the downhill, of course, my weight was an advantage and I absolutely left them for dead. So I'm just wondering, though, before my next triathlon, should I focus on a bit of weight loss, or is it better to keep that muscle, keep that size and strength, and focus maybe on putting more power through the pedals? Interested to hear what you think. And thanks again for everything, buddy. Cheers.
Thanks for the question, Russell. And weight loss, do you want to focus on weight loss? Yes, body composition is probably the number one limiter to speed for almost all age group triathletes, myself included. And I'm only a scant 157, 158. If I can get that down to 153, I'd be faster, bottom line. Thing is, though, you have to consider health within the context of your power to weight ratio. So as soon as you start losing power to weight, not just weight, but losing power to weight, all of a sudden it's becoming unhealthy. So for example, in the Tour de France, there was a hard number, and I want to say this is back in the 90s, and I'm going to get this probably a little bit off, or the early 2000s, Lance Armstrong said that there was a hard number of 6.0 watts per kilo that you needed to be able to push. And that would essentially ensure that, boom, you're light enough and powerful enough to tangle in the Tour de France. Whether you got there by upping your power or decreasing your weight and keeping the same power, that 6.4 watts per kilo was where you wanted to be. And the doped up guys were somewhere around 6.7 on a steady section. Now, if you can end up, and we're going to speak just about the bike here because the run is a different story. If you can bring down your weight and keep the power, you're going to go faster, bottom line, because you're putting out the same amount of force and your legs don't have to push the same amount of weight. So you're just going to inherently go faster. The problem with weight loss is when people start getting obsessed about it and they start taking either dieting measures that are too drastic to actually be healthy. And sure, you might be losing weight and you might actually be improving your power to weight ratio in the short term. But if it's a very drastic diet, your long-term performance and your long-term health is going to suffer. In addition to that, if you start dieting, even if it's to a healthy level, everyone's got basically a floor where below a certain level of weight, it's not healthy for their body. And that is different from person to person. Some people can be absolutely ripped all the time and still feel healthy. Other people have to hold a little bit more weight to still feel healthy. Where that is for you is entirely determined by how you feel. And you've got to kind of feel that out. If you start noticing that you aren't fit enough, healthy enough, energized enough to get to that next workout and you're sluggish all the time, you probably need to eat a little bit more. Granted, a lot of this can be avoided by eating healthy and making sure that your body isn't getting deprived of the nutrients. So it's a very fine balance. I will also add on to this here that in your case, Russell, the hill riding strategy that I've talked about on YouTube last week and just recently in a podcast where you push more on the uphill and essentially recover on the downhill will be especially important for you because you are already at the mercy of gravity because of your weight. So it's more important for you to push harder on the uphill to counteract that effect of gravity on the uphill and let the work on the downhill, just let gravity do the work for you so that you're not pushing so much and you're recovering and you're going to end up gaining overall speed because gravity is going to be your friend on the downhill, just like it's everyone's friend on the downhill. But because on the uphill, you're working against it, you are going to overcome that loss of a few seconds on the downhill by not pushing it really hard. You're going to overcome that by a lot on the uphill by not letting gravity affect you as much. So, bottom line, should you look at weight loss? Yes, but within the context of overall health. So I hope that this helps you out, Russell, and I hope that it helps out all other Trainiacs. Thank you to this month's sponsor, TriCover Insurance by Aon. Canadian triathletes can go check them out at aontriathlete.com. That's A-O-N triathlete.com. If anyone else wants to get their question answered here on the Trainiask podcast, go to triathlonterran.com/trainiask, record your question there. And while you're there, if you click top left, you'll love what we've got at free resources. We have over a half a dozen free downloadable goodies for you, one of which being a weight loss for triathletes program that is completely free. And finally, if you're digging these podcasts, the best thank you can give us is a review on iTunes. Thanks, Russell. Happy 100 to everyone, and I'll catch you in the next episode.